Welcome to the Agricultural Economics Podcast. This is your host, Jessica Eyes, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Ken Foster. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing very well, Jessica. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Also, gorgeous fall day.
We're having some beautiful fall weather, and, you know, it's, I guess people might say it's football weather or it's farming weather. I don't know. But, you know, this time of year brings people back to campus that we don't see every day.
It does indeed. And we have a very special guest with us today.
We do. We have Mr. Jim Hicks with us today. And Jim Hicks is an alumni of the Department of Agricultural Economics. He has had a very successful business career. And he's been a very generous donor to our department in the form of scholarships for students that have made a tremendous difference. And so we're thrilled to have the chance to talk to him this morning.
Well, I have to say my first question for you is, how was your experience here? When were you here in the Agricultural Economics Department?
I was here from 1957. I graduated in 1961 and was a wonderful, life-changing experience for me. I'll always have a fond memory for what I learned and the guidance I got into the career that I have. I got a tip from a professor that said, you ought to write this company a letter because they're going to be building a plant and expanding, and it might be a good opportunity for you. And I did, and that launched my career into the agricultural and fertilizer industry. The company was later named, was owned by Standard Oil Company of California. The name later was changed to Chevron. And
I think I've heard of that.
I enjoyed my 4 years of college, and I enjoyed being able to come back for various reunions, and I'm certainly was pleased to be back here with Indian summer weather last night, a long flight, so I was walking around and enjoying the wonderful weather for Indian summer back here, you know.
Mr. Hicks, I have a confession to make. I wasn't born when you were an undergrad.
I was born while he was an undergrad. But that's okay.
Do you have any particular memories or any faculty members that really stood out in your mind?
Well, I remember Earl Butts, and Earl Butts went on to become the Secretary of Agriculture, and in my opinion was the best Secretary of Agriculture. He became Secretary of Agriculture in 1971, I believe, and so he was a special guy. And I remember Dr. Coles started out at our class in Ag Econ 101 by jumping up on the desk.
Yeah, I've heard this story from other
alumni. About getting the teacher, yeah. I mean flat-footed
up on the desk.
What?
On the desk, yeah. Like this desk right here, flat-footed, and talk about getting our attention.
Ken,
right
you
then,
used to play
you know?
Basketball, but I don't hear you're
yeah,
doing
no,
that
I,
in
you know, I'm not doing that in my class, no. Yeah, we keep things a little quieter.
Is that because you won't or because you can't?
Well, we just leave that a secret, won't we?
In my case, it's both. But I also remember, too, Jessica and Ken, that we had great sports teams then. We had a quarterback that went on to win a Super Bowl. Lenny Dawson was his name in 1957, and we had championship basketball teams. And I was blessed to be able to, at that time, you got student tickets, and I never missed a home basketball or football game in 4 years at Purdue University.
Well, hopefully we're headed back to some of that success.
Amen.
that's what we're aiming for anyway. Well, that brings up something else that I've heard, Mr. Hicks, and I've heard that you're in the process of trying to put together a project to honor one of Purdue's athletic heroes.
Yes, that's true, and I want to compliment Kyle. He's done a lot of the legwork on that. But Johnny Wooden, when I graduated from Purdue, or when I started at Purdue, the old-timers from over in Lafayette, mostly the students most of the time were too young to remember Johnny as a player, but Johnny's from my home county in Indiana. He played high school basketball at Martinsville, Indiana, and they won a couple of state championships back then, and he went on to be a legendary coach at UCLA and won 10 national championships, etc., you know. And but we are going to build a statue in honor of Johnny Wooden. I think there's a lot of students and even a lot of the alumni that do not remember, or are not aware, rather, of any time ties between Coach Wooden and Purdue University. And he was a great, great athlete at Purdue University. And like I say, even all those years later, he played in the early 30s, and people, the old-timers, were still talking about him here as a player. You know? Yeah.
And I think the couple of national championship banners that hang from the rafters at Mackey Arena are from that era when he was a player here.
I think so, you know. And they tried to get him as a coach, and the 10 national championships probably would have been at Purdue rather than UCLA.
Pretty hard to lure people back to Indiana after they moved to Southern California, apparently, Mr. Hicks, because I think you're still living in California, even though you recently retired.
We don't have those cold winters, and I once came back to alumni function in February, and I loved it, but I told them I have never coming back again in February.
Oh, no, February is a bad month.
Because it was so cold. And, you know, when you get to California and you've been out there, we went to, my family and I, we moved to California in 1969. And when you get out there, as long as I've been there, your blood thins out in a hurry. And I froze to death, and it was probably the natives thinking, well, hey, it wasn't all that cold, you know, but no more Februarys for Jim, you know. So.
September's a good month.
So, Mr. Hicks, tell us a little bit about the scholarship program you've established here in agricultural economics at Purdue.
Well, the selection committee, which is Dr. Ken Foster, who was not head of the Department of Ag Econ at that time, and I think he's got a couple of promotions since, and Leanne, they've made the entire selection. All I said is base it on two criteria as academics and leadership, and I think it's produced an abundance of very well qualified students who will go on to be leaders in the industry, the agricultural fertilizer and chemical industry. And I am absolutely so excited, and it continues right through present with our scholarship recipients, and the credit goes to you, Ken, and to Leanne, and I support a few other charitable activities, but I have none that rank any higher than the scholarship program.
And, well, just to be clear, Mr. Hicks, I don't think that any of our selection efforts would come to much if we didn't have your generous monetary donation standing behind these scholarships. And just so all the listeners know, Jessica, there's about probably 40 or 50 students out there and alumni who have received scholarships, Jim Hicks scholarships, that are about $4,000 scholarships. And these make a tremendous difference in the lives of these students. I've had students come to me after they find out and tell me that without that scholarship, they would have had to drop out of school, get a job, because they just didn't have the money to continue in school. I've had other students come and tell me this is going to make the difference in their academic and leadership experience on campus, because they're not going to have to work while they go to school, and it's going to give them time to participate in some other things and just discover valuable things about themselves and attain some skills that we just can't teach in the classroom. So no, Mr. Hicks, I think the real important ingredient here is you and your generosity to Purdue and to agriculture economics, and we just really appreciate that.
I have to say that I myself was a recipient of a scholarship, not here at Purdue, but elsewhere for my undergrad, and it really made all the difference for me. And I'm curious, I've always wanted to ask this, is why did you choose giving to a scholarship over something else, a building or something? Why choose a scholarship?
Well, that's a good question, Jessica, and I'm glad you asked it, but I think it's a gift that keeps on giving, and by giving money to scholarships, you've established a basis that will help students broaden their horizon, and we've seen that from the selection committee that Ken and Leanne have. It's helped them go to overseas activities and things like that and spend more time with developing their leadership skills and, of course, their academic part, as you well know as a recipient yourself. you can't, when I went to college, my parents were very supportive, but they were unable to support me financially for the class total amount of education cost at that time, which was much, much less expensive than it is now. We'll leave it at that, but I think that that's one reason I like the scholarship program. I think it's a lifetime gift. It doesn't just quit with the year or two that the student received. I think I have a couple now that have, maybe more than that, have received it for the second time. You guys have got the statistic on that, but it doesn't quit there, you know, and so it's like some of the other charities we give or all we support. Are all good projects, or we wouldn't give them money. But scholarship is I believe, head and shoulders are better than the some of the others, because it's a perpetual thing that keeps on giving after it's been given, you know.
And I also think it, a little bit, at least speaking from my own experience, it's something I carry with me, and now I want to do unto others. Like the next generation, I want to give to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And some of the students that have received our scholarships have said the same thing, Jessica. It allows them to start their gifting sooner, too. You know, they want to start giving back quickly because they think that it's a good program, you know. That's kind of proof of the pudding, you know. Yeah. So,
what a great legacy.
Indeed.
And before we sign off, Jessica, I just wanted to let everybody know that Mr. Hicks recently retired from his job as the president of Jim Hicks and Company, and so he's looking forward to the easy life now.
But you're so young. It must have been an early retirement.
Well, I only worked 54 years after the day I graduated from Purdue University, and by the way, it was on a Sunday, and I started Monday, and I needed the money, and the my first employer offered me a company car, and I didn't even have the sense to ask how much the salary was because I was so excited about a company car, a new one, and a credit card, and I said, I'll take it, you know, and if I had to do all over again, I don't think I would have changed much of anything, you know.
It's good to hear.
Yeah, so.
Well, congratulations from all of us, and particularly from Purdue and the Department of Agricultural Economics, but we hope we'll continue to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hicks, again for joining us here. This has been the Agricultural Economics Podcast.